Meet Picasso's first wife, Olga Kuklova. A dancer with the Ballet Russe, they met when Picasso was commissioned to design costumes and sets for a new ballet. He painted this portrait from a photograph, which you can see nearby. Here, Picasso maintains aspects of cubism while returning to a more traditional realism.
What we have here is this kind of silhouetted figure of Olga against a chair. The chair has been flattened out by this patterned cloth that hangs over it. And she's also holding a fan in her lap. So you have these three kind of layers of patterning. And she becomes kind of part of a pattern too. The curved line of her hairline echoes the ruffled edge of her neckline. One of the reasons it retains kind of a decorative rather than descriptive quality is he doesn't finish the painting. And you see he's dried his brushes at the left, as though he's still in progress and is going to keep going, but he stops.
Some scholars see Picasso himself as the gray shadow to the right of her head, the squiggly area as the lips and chin, and above them the long line of a nose. It's like the profile of a man looking down at Olga, creating an ethereal presence that haunts the portrait.
It's interesting because he does it so much in later works, and it's always kind of seen as a shadowy presence of himself watching.